March 18, 1923. The words of Jesus on his divine will are bonds of indissoluble union with the soul, and give her the knowledge and the possession of the goods it contains. I was abandoning all of myself in the most holy will of my sweet Jesus, even though I felt I was without him and as though pierced in my heart. And I thought to myself, why did he speak to me so much about his eternal volition, if now he has left me? Rather, his very words are piercings for my heart which tear it to shreds, and even though I am resigned, and I kiss those very piercings that law cheareth me in the hand that pierces me, still, I feel vividly that everything is over for me. But while I was thinking of this, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior, and throwing his arms around my neck, told me, my daughter, do not fear, nothing is over between you and me. Your Jesus is always your Jesus for you. The strongest thing which binds the soul is to dissolve her will and mine. How can I leave you? And besides, if I have spoken to you so much about my will, it is many bonds of indissoluble union that I have placed between you and me. In speaking to you, my eternal volition bound your little will with the bonds of my eternal will for each word I have spoken to you. Moreover, you must know that, in creating man, our first supreme will was that he should live in our volition. And having to live in it, he was to take what is ours so as to live at our expense, repaying our will with as many divine acts for as many human acts as he would do in our will. This, in order to enrich him with all the goods which our will contains. But man wanted to live in his will, at his own expense, and therefore he exiled himself from his fatherland and lost all these goods. So, my goods remained without heirs. They were immense, and nobody possessed them. Therefore, my humanity came to take possession of all these goods by living every instant in this eternal volition. It wanted to live always at its expense, being born, growing, suffering, working and dying in the eternal kiss of the supreme volition. And as I kept living in it, I was given the possession of the many unemployed goods, which ungrateful man had put into oblivion. Now, my daughter, if my infinite wisdom has spoken to you so much about my will, it was not just to give you simple news, no, no, but to make known to you the living in my will and the goods it contains. And as you walk your way in it, you take possession of it. My humanity did everything. It took possession of everything, not for myself alone, but to open the doors to my other brothers. I have waited for so many centuries, many generations have gone by, and I will still wait, but man must return to me on the wings of my will, from which he came. Therefore, you, be the first to be welcomed, and let my words be a spur for you to take possession of it, as well as chains which bind you so tightly as to never let you go out of my will.